This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, I stand corrected there from Jared Sandler at the break. Apparently, Jack Leiter was great yesterday, giving up five runs and seven hits in five innings. So that's my bad. Jack Leiter's going to join us coming up at 3:20 here for the Rangers Player Show.
He's your guy.
Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen to Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We're about 7.5 minutes from your G-Bag of the Day. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Let's do a little bit of NFL true or fart as we are just 2 days away from the 2024 NFL season kicking off. We got CBS Sports putting out some bold predictions for each division. So I'm going to ask my guys, you agree, true, or you disagree, fart? Thank you very much to Robert Flores for bringing us this game.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart? False. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, true or fart? False. We start in the AFC East, a division you know very well, Mr. Chiafalo. AFC East, bold prediction, true or fart? Eric, the Buffalo Bills. And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. They're going to miss the playoffs this year.
Oh, miss the playoffs, I think, is an overstatement. I do think they're going to be a little bit more down. There's been a lot of talent that has left that building. Milano at linebacker is once again injured and out, and I think that's huge for their defense. Sean McDermott's still solid. Josh Allen's still a top three quarterback or whatever. So, no, they're still going to be in the wild card. They will be a playoff team, but they will not be hosting. Sorry, Bills Mafia. Mm.
Oh, we got Jared.
I think he got a little
Jared.
Smoke.
Oh, he wants to get spicy.
Smoke with Dawson, yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. Is true or fart? True, Jared's here.
I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy Jack Leiter, who I have been corrected was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no. I was listening because I love you guys and. Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text, not sound like a total.
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so
I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach. But if you didn't watch the game, I was just trying to explain, hey, man, he allowed two runs through five innings versus one of the best lineups in baseball, pitching on 4 days rest for the first time in his career. They brought him out for the sixth. You can debate whether they should have or not. Had they pulled him after five, then it would have looked a lot different. He left the game with three runs on the board. Chase Anderson came in. Allowed two more. It's one of those games in which the box score does not really reflect how he pitched. In his previous outings, especially against the Rockies and against the A's, did he pitch well? Cleveland? No, he didn't. I'm not going to sit here and defend him. Now, I have said, and you addressed it in the first segment, that his jump from last year to this year in the minor leagues was a big step in the right direction. And I have said a number of times, if your expectation is for Jack Leiter to be an ace, then you probably are on the wrong path. But yesterday was definitely a step in the right direction. He was efficient. He threw 16 pitches per inning as opposed to the 22 pitches per inning over his first, five outings as a big leaguer. Yes, he gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. At the end of the day, do you want to give up 5 runs in 5 innings? No. But he also gave up 2 runs through his 5 completed innings. And had he not come back out for the 6th, and I think there was an argument to be made that he shouldn't have, then his afternoon or his evening looks totally different. All I was trying to explain was that the line and the reality didn't really match up. I wasn't trying to sit here and tell you to give Jack Leiter a Cy Young because of his performance yesterday. But if you watch the game, there were a number of things that were impressive that looked way better than what they looked or how they looked over his first start. That's all.
Yeah, but none of that is bigger than the fact that it's a failed second overall draft pick. Like, he might be salvaging this into somehow, you know, progressing to be a number 3 at his absolute peak right now, but it's a massive disappointment. And like,
Gavin, I'd love
taking
to
baby steps.
420.
Taking baby
T-White,
steps.
Do you feel like that's a fail?
I don't care what he would say.
Draft.
He wouldn't answer that correctly. No, he wouldn't answer that honestly.
Gavin, can I ask you a question? Why is this failed? Is it failed because he hasn't come up yet and established himself?
Well,
why is it failed?
It's failed because he was a number 2 overall pick multiple years ago. And he's struggling mightily every time he gets a sniff at the major leagues. He's going to be 25 years old the first month of next baseball season. So
he
had a significant amount of time where it doesn't look like he's going to be able to consistently get guys out to the point that you even admitted he's not going to be an ace. End of story.
Yeah,
we agree on this, Jared.
He was never going to be, when he was drafted, Gavin, he wasn't said to be an ace.
Oh.
We've talked about this. I don't know if you've listened or not, but I've told you this. When he was drafted second overall, no one said Jack Leiter, future ace. Now, you don't want to put a ceiling on a kid who's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Obviously, guys who are drafted in the 10th round aren't ever thought to be all-stars, but some become all-stars. But if you go back and read a lot of the prognostications, a lot of people said, hey, we think Jack Leiter can be a really good middle-of-the-rotation guy, maybe a number 2. No one thought Jack Leiter was going to be Paul Skeens. The prognosis for Paul Skeens when he was drafted, way different than Jack Leiter, right? It was a weird time because of COVID and the pandemic, but he's 24 years old. He was a draft-eligible sophomore. He lost 1 year because of COVID. I mean, Jesus, this guy, he's 24. He's not 34. If he becomes a regular in your rotation to where you can slot him into the 3 spot, is he a Hall of Fame-bound pitcher? No, but that's not a failure. I think we're closing. It's like we're writing his final chapter way too soon here.
I mean, is he even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number 2 overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, oh, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye. There it is. It's time now for the G-Bag of the day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
That's the kind of lead-in I'm talking about right there.
Oh.
That's the kind of lead-in I need.
Baby.
Put some respect on G-Bag of the day. You give me lead-ins like that. That smoke.
Gosh, I missed you guys.
That's that smoke right there. Boy, I tell you what. If coming to talk to you like a man was a person, it'd be Jared Sandler.
Yeah.
He'll come tap you on the shoulder. Hey, so what that thing you said the other day, it was back in March, really, but I've been thinking about it all the time. Jared will come call you out, bro.
He'll be tapping on the small of your back, though. Let's be real.
What is that? Oh, that's you, Jared.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In fact, thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, looks like King James, LeBron James, is still our winner of G-Bag of the Day. How many days? I'm thinking three at this point. We've lost a lot of days here, fam. But yeah, King James talked about his son, Bronny, joining him at work. And will he be able to call him dad in the office?
What's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if you want to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey, son. Yeah. Easy for me. It's going to be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court. And he'd be like, dad, push the ball up. Dad, I'm open. Dad, come on.
Tell you what, if I'm playing against LeBron James, I'm screaming pops and I'm slapping my hands. He's never played with this one before. You know what I mean? This is new to him. I may get a few turnovers before he realizes. He's, you know, whatever.
Hey, by any means necessary.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
See if you turn it over by accident. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Keep it in basketball. Let's go to New York Knicks guard, Deuce McBride. He was on Pat Mack's show.
Oh.
He helped some kid get some free college tuition situations. Check this out.
The guy here, Logan, that was here at 6 a.m. wearing that white hat right there.
Yeah.
Logan.
The guy here, Logan, that was here at 6 a.m. wearing that white hat right there.
Yeah.
He's a junior. He's on a couple scholarships, but not all of them. If you make one of your first three shots, I will pay the rest of that guy's tuition.
Ooh. Boom. Let's go, baby.
Come on, confident. Dude. Now, where am I shooting it from?
You tell me. Is the stage too tight here for you to shoot from here? Do you want to go down on the...
I might have to go down here.
Okay, you absolutely can do
that.
Deuce, if you had to give a guesstimation, how far of a shot is this? About half court, you think?
It's pretty far.
Yeah, about half court. A little bit on beyond. There's a little bit of wind. Deuce McBride for some kid's tuition.
Looks good.
Oh! Nice.
What a moment.
Pat McAfee, they had a kid finally make a field goal.
That A&M kid?
Yeah. He'd given money away for field goal attempts, and like with Kurt Herbstreit holding, they finally gave one away, like $50,000.
And they let him go twice. Yeah. They upped it the second time. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I think it was Herbstreit's dog that was holding it, by the way.
I told my girl about you.
I saw that too, and I was like, I knew Eric's going to be so pissed.
I got so many tweets,
right,
bro. I was getting tweeted out.
Why is he so upset with the dog? I don't understand. Why does it bother him so much?
Oh, the dog's in the booth. Put a headset on him.
Dog barking out analysis during a game.
Hey, shout out to Pat Mack's crew, man. Whoever had that eye that seen that shot fall in before it fell in, listen to it.
Deuce McBride for some kid's tuition.
Looks good.
Oh! Yeah. He seen it. Looks good.
Looks good.
I like that. Let's see what else we got for you boys. Oh, It Is What It Is podcast. Cam and Mace are back for a new season.
There we go.
Playmaker Michael Irvin has joined them as an NFL correspondent season.
Replacing OJ. Huh?
Replacing the late, great OJ. Hey, yo. Hey, Twitter world. It's yours truly. The Playmaker joins It Is What It Is podcast. And the story after his first appearance is wild. Like, what a transition this is.
We have a lot of weeks to see the progress happen, man. But thanks, Mike. We appreciate you on the first day, baby.
Yeah.
to all my brothers, man. I appreciate you, man. Thanks, dog.
Okay. So before we end the show, we just got a couple more topics to discuss. So Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, was caught sniffing a white substance in some photos that went viral earlier in the month next to his new girlfriend. Of course, a lot of memes were thrown around, but what was you guys' initial reaction to seeing those pictures?
We gotta wait for Mike to get on talking about that cocaine.
Can't bring that and want to trigger him.
We didn't want to trigger him. Trigger him. Not him. We didn't want to trigger him. Let's see what else we got. Nick Saban. Y'all seen Nick Saban cussing and fussing on television?
Yes. Wow.
I feel like the producers or whoever it is tapped him on the shoulder and said, go ahead, Nick. We want to make a splash.
You know what?
Let it fly a little bit, Nick. Yeah.
I know we all want to see who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah.
But to do what they did and want to continue to do, you're going to have two running backs.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be out of luck.
Fact Jack.
He's right.
That's a fact, Jack.
That's life.
Go ask Matt Brown.
You just broke the internet.
He did.
Yeah, it's a fact, Jack. It's a money game now out here. It's up! It's been a money game, but now everybody getting some.
I would have given $10 million for a better defense at LSU.
Man, how about that?
I would have just said, here's a check for $10 million. Please give me a better defense.
To holler at Phil Knight. Be like, come on down here, bro.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for me, Dust.
Is it LeBron on Bronny? Three looking for four here, we established?
You're such a professional there, Mr. Dawson. Yeah. Tell you what.
Is it the New York Knicks guard, Deuce McBride? Is it Cam and Mace with Michael Urban? Is it Nick Saban cussing it up on ESPN? Or is it Jack Leiter with his best start as a professional here? yesterday. We'll have to pull some audio for that at a later date.
You see what I'm saying?
They're talking about MLB baseball right now.
Yeah, they're like, should they have pulled him? Come on.
Guys, this is progress.
Managerial malpractice.
He's down to one run per inning. Okay? His ERA is approaching single digits now as a result of yesterday's start. You know?
Oh, man.
We're at 11-7-8 now. That's progress, man. Don't have to watch the game to see that. Okay. I'll go with Cam and Mace with Michael Irvin.
Me too.
Lucius.
Oh. Nick Guard helps him kick that tuition. What a hell of a shot. It was real far.
I love those.
Yeah. And it was just a little raggedy goal that'd be outside front of somebody's house. Like, this is not a real NBA goal or nothing.
Oh, wow.
They just held up a goal. My man made it.
Man, these podcasters are getting bags, bro.
Oh, don't ruin LA Live, please. Wow. But yes, wow. We're going to definitely. Okay. I'm glad you're excited about that conversation. Good.
good.
Yeah, they out here giving that up.
They're like, hey. Who wants 100 grand?
Yeah.
Right, boom, you get 100 grand. You
that's the new basis out here.
I got DraftKings money.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck?
I'll go for the champ.
Okay, we're 2-1-1, Brian.
Go with Nick Saban.
By a score of 2-1-1-2-1. And now your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Michael Irvin with Cam and Mace.
Damn, sorry,
on that
Mike.
Very popular broadcast podcast.
Sorry, Mike.
Okay, what do we got coming up next, gentlemen? A little college football super question. Segment.
Oh, are we super segmenting
true
right now?
True or fart?
No, we can bring back true or fart tomorrow.
From Jared.
Jared, you come back on. Week one overreactions to the college football season, and we got some bad news for Texas A&M. That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.